The passage reading is Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9.
제가 봉독하겠습니다.
And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil, and yielded a good crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. The city of Pastor will deliver the message, the seventh session of Cultivate the Heart Field. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, this is the last session on Cultivate the Heart Field. In this year of harvest, I am talking to you about cultivating our heart field and also about the law of sowing and reaping. As these messages were being preached, I heard many testimonies from the members saying that they had received blessings by obeying the word. Harvesting so many blessings means that your heart fields are becoming more and more of the good heart soil. Of course, some of you have cultivated good soil completely. Financial blessing is surely a great blessing, but your heart fields becoming more of the good soil is a much greater blessing. God gives you abundant fruits. Even though you have not yet completely cultivated good soil because of the things that our church has accomplished. Because of this, you can reap abundant fruit as you sow the seeds before God with faith, hope, and love. If we sow for the kingdom of God, God will certainly pay us back with blessings. Until now, many of you have sown for different occasions again and again. Many times you have given everything precious to you, just like giving the last handful of flour in the flour bin. But the flour in the bin never ran out. God refilled it again and again, and you were also able to give again and again. God also supplied you with the necessities of life, and your tithes have increased continuously. God's kingdom was enlarged through your sowing with all your hearts and minds. So in fact, we have preached the gospel to many parts of the world. Many souls received life and God received glory greatly. Every single time, God also gave us glory and praise. Furthermore, He allowed for us to cultivate righteousness in our hearts more quickly. So, if we just cultivate the good soil in our heart, how many more things will God give to us? Also, the messages in the Sunday morning service and the evening service and Friday online service, if you digest all these things, all these messages comprehensively, then you can receive all the blessings promised both in Old and New Testament. If you just prepare the vessel of blessing, He will pour down on us all the blessings that He has prepared. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will be able to give testimonies of blessings. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the last session, I talked about the good soil. Let us review the characteristics of the good soil. First, unlike the hard-packed soil of the roadside, the good soil is soft. The hard soil of the hardened roadside cannot accept the word of God because of the self-righteousness, personal frameworks, and evil. On the other hand, the good heart soil will readily accept all kinds of words of God. Second, good heart soil has no rocks in it. Namely, it does not have untruth that hinders one from practicing the truth. So they don't just hear the word, but they obey the word with yes and amen. They act by the word of God even in tests, trials, or persecutions. Third, good heart soil does not have thorns. So, they obey the word of God as they hear it. They do not utilize any fleshly thoughts. It's because they have completely cast away all fleshly hearts, including the worries of this world and the greed for money. Good soil does not have flesh, and they can fully understand the meaning of the word. They hear the voice of the Holy Spirit clearly, so they obey the word with an understanding, the heart, and will of God in every matter. Whether they eat or drink or whatever they do it all for the glory of God without having selfish motives. For this reason, they reap abundant fruit in accordance with their actions and what they sow. Brothers and sisters, have you checked how much of the good soil you have in your heart? In this session, I will talk about the three things that we need to cultivate our heart fill into good soil. If you just do these things consistently, your heart will certainly become filled with the good soil. Please raise your hand if you don't want to have good soil in your heart. If you just want to remain as you are, please raise your hands. I believe none of you is like that. And if you are one of them, you must be the fool of fools. The first is your worship in spirit and truth before God. When God first created Adam, Adam's heart was a heart of good soil. But when Adam disobeyed God's word and ate the forbidden fruit, his heart changed into barren land. Furthermore, he was driven out of the Garden of Eden, and he had to live in this physical world. Now, he could no longer communicate with God as clearly as before. So, God opened a way for Adam to communicate with God. It is by giving the sacrifices. God's people gave sacrifices to communicate with the holy and perfect God to a limited degree. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob communicate with God by building altars before God. Solomon met God in his dream and received great blessings when he offered 1,000 sacrifices. It's good if you can really meet God and receive blessings, but it's not easy because it's the era of the Holy Spirit. But you see me in your dreams, pointing out your shortcomings and teaching you the truth and giving the blessings, then all these things just come in reality. By offering sacrifices, the sons of Israel were forgiven of their sins that blocked communication with God. Also, they were set apart as God's people and received His guidance. Today, we don't offer sacrifices. In place of sacrifices, we offer worship services. Jesus talked about worship, the new sacrifice, as follows. John 4:23 says, "But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." Here, an hour refers to the hour when the Holy Spirit does His ministry after the resurrection and ascension of the Lord. Jesus gave Himself as an atoning sacrifice to reconcile us to God. Then He sent to us the Holy Spirit. He redeemed all mankind from their sins with one sacrifice. Since then, the people of God offer worship services in spirit and truth instead of sacrifices of animals' blood. They could communicate with God, who created Adam with a heart filled of good soil, more clearly by worshiping God in spirit and truth. To have communication with God through worship, our worship must be offered in spirit and truth. If you feel you don't have communication with God even though you worship, you have to check whether you really worship in spirit and truth. Jesus taught us how the worshipers of God must worship as follows. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. God is spirit. We can communicate with God only when we worship in spirit and truth. Here, to worship in spirit means we worship God with all our heart, along with the Holy Spirit in our heart. Are you worshiping with the Holy Spirit with all your heart? It is to listen to the Word of God in the fullness of the Spirit and make it our spiritual bread. To worship in truth is to worship with all our body, heart, mind, and soul. Are you really worshiping with all of this? It is to give God the aroma of joy and thanks in our deeds of offering prayers, praises, and offerings with our love for God. When we worship this way, we can quickly recover the heart field of good soil through the help of the Holy Spirit. The speed of cultivating one's heart will be completely different according to whether or not a person worships in spirit and truth. For example, if they listen to the sermon in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they can understand very well what kind of heart the heart of good soil is. Also, they can clearly see what kind of soil they have by reflecting on the Word. When they receive special grace, they not only discover the state of their heart field, but while listening to the message, the rocks or the thorns in the hearts are removed. Therefore, I urge you to check whether or not you are really worshiping in spirit and truth. If you worship in spirit and truth, you will be happy worshiping God. You will be joyous listening to the Word, praising God, and praying to God. If you feel tired in the worship service, or sleepy, or if you have idle thoughts, it means you are not worshiping in spirit and truth, which is not acceptable to God. Even then you say you keep the whole Sabbath, then God doesn't accept the worship services of yours. So you will always wait for the worship services and prepare for them in advance. You will listen to the sermon very carefully so as not to miss even a single word. You won't have any idle thoughts or fleshly thoughts. Because you try to listen to the Word with all your heart, mind, and soul, you don't have a chance to have idle thoughts. Even though you are tired, you will soon control the tiredness by fullness of the Spirit. Suppose you do a very laborious work and you are really tired. If you are just full of the Holy Spirit, you can control this tiredness. You don't have to give excuses like, I didn't get any sleep last night and I just dozed off for a moment. When you sing praises, you will give your heart to God in the praises and you will pray earnestly. In every service, you will cheerfully give offerings that contain your devotion. These people have different glittering in their eyes and different attitudes. Sometimes viewers of Manmin TV or GCN testify that they were very impressed by the way we worship in the main sanctuary. If you are not worshiping in spirit and truth at this moment, I urge you to straighten up your mindset. Those who worship in spirit and truth will continue to worship in their everyday life. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. As said, they offer their whole life as a living sacrifice. If you worship in spirit and truth, you will keep the word you heard in your mind, and that word will be active in your daily life. After listening to the sermon for about an hour, and if you don't remember what you heard, what you have listened to, then it means you didn't worship in spirit and truth. You should at least remember the introduction, the main part, and the conclusion. Some elderly senior citizens, they say, oh, I don't have memory power. I just forget what I hear. So they say they don't remember. But it's also an excuse. To worship in spirit and truth is not with your head, it's with your heart. So if you put the word, so you can put the word in your heart. It's not that you remember what you heard in your brain. Also when you pray, some of you don't remember what you prayed for. You prayed and you don't know what you prayed for. And how can you say it's the prayer of the heart? You must have had idle thoughts, other thoughts, and you just prayed with lips. How come you can't remember what you prayed for? Because you prayed with meaningless repetitions. You don't remember. So to go into inner room means you have to go into your inner heart when you pray. You have to pray with your inner heart. It's the same with singing praises. You have to sing, put your heart in the song and sing it. When you sing something, when you sing about going to heaven, you imagine the way to heaven and imagine the scene of rapture when the Lord comes back. And you just sing the way to heaven and you think of something else. And you cannot say you are offering, you are giving up praises to God. And God can't accept it. God accepts only the inner heart, the living sacrifice. It's the same with prayers, praises, and your life. So God accepts spiritual worship service, spiritual praises and prayers. He doesn't accept fleshly worship or prayers or praises. If you worship in spirit and truth, you will keep the word you heard in your mind, and that word will be active in your daily life. You will be reminded of the word you hear in your life, so it is easier to follow the word. As you follow the word, you will experience the power in the word. You will be filled with the spirit through the worship service, so you can always offer up to God the fragrance of joy and thanks. Thus, your heart field will be cultivated. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will offer up all the worship services in the 52 weeks of the year in spirit and truth, so that you can cultivate your heart quickly into good soil. You have usually 52 weeks, and you will listen to 156 messages. Except the Wednesday service, you have Sunday mornings and the evening and Friday online service, so you'll listen to 156 messages. And it's not difficult to make your heart a good soil within a year. If you just listen to all the messages by heart and keep it, then you can do it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the second aspect that we need to cultivate our heart field into good soil is ardent prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 says, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. God says, I am holy, be holy for I am holy. So for us to become holy, It is by means of the word of God and prayer. Without prayer, it can't be done. Without prayer, we can't cast away untruth or evil or sins. We can't make our heart into good soil without prayers. We have to do it by the help of the Holy Spirit, being full of the Spirit. Just by realizing that you have many rocks and thorns through the messages, you cannot cast away those things completely. In fact, we cannot pull them out by our own willpower. Our heart field and the untruths in our heart field belong to the spiritual realm that is invisible. Therefore, we can cast away the untruths in our heart field only through spiritual means. Namely, there has to be some spiritual functioning through prayers so that we can completely cast away untruth in us. When God sent Adam and Eve out from the Garden of Eden, He said the following. Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 19 says, "Then to Adam He said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you are taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." As they ate the forbidden fruit, their spirit died. They were living spirit, but they became dead spirit. So they had to return to the dust because they were taken from the dust. This verse does not just apply to our physical field. In spirit, it applies to our heart field as well. We can cultivate our heart field and harvest abundant fruit only through the toil of fervent prayers. Last Friday,
one
person of that group asked me to pray, and he received prayer Friday. And yesterday she was going out, and her face was reddened as if she were drunk or something. And I asked her what happened, and she said she received a fire when she received my prayer. And she received such a great fire that her face is still red. So she had this glowing and heat on her face. Of course, it is good to receive fire by receiving the prayer, but if you pray for yourself, when you pray by yourself and receive the fire, it'll be something much better. If you, with all your heart, cry out in your prayer, then you can receive the fire by yourself too. If you pray in the inspiration and fullness of the Holy Spirit, then if you can pray for like a half an hour or an hour, then you will receive the fire. And also refer to the Friday All Night Services message that I will preach in coming weeks, then you'll understand the same fire of the Holy Spirit as you receive the prayer from prayer center director or me. You can receive the same kind of fire. And also, you can also burn germs and diseases. In case it's not the works of creation, creating dead cells or nerves, but you can just burn simple germs and diseases. Also, because you are praying the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and fullness, that prayer will be accepted by God quickly, so you will receive the answers quickly. We can cultivate our heart field and harvest abundant fruit only through the toil of fervent prayers. If we pray ardently, we can receive the strength to follow the Word of God. Our heart field is also cultivated when we pray. Namely, the fire of the Holy Spirit may melt down the rocks or burn up the thorns completely. The roots of untruths, namely the sinful natures, are burned up. Even the deep and delicate roots will be burned up. If you pray to receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then your sinful natures will be burned up. So you can more quickly cultivate good soil in your heart, and you can more quickly become sanctified and go into holiness. One person said, "Senior pastor, I'm thankful nowadays. I find my sinful natures in every worship service, so I throw it away and I find again. There's no end. I keep on finding and throwing away and finding and throwing away." She says she doesn't see the end. How many sins does she have that she says she doesn't see the end? But anyway, keep on casting away, then finally one day you will see the end. Suppose some people have 10 different sinful natures, some people 100, or some others even 1,000 sinful natures. But as I explained already, if you just pull out the main roots, then all the other small roots will be pulled out together. So actually, you don't have so many. But I don't know how many she has. So she says that it is endless. But just keep on casting away, then you will see the end. Then if she sees the end, she'll feel like flying into the air. She'll feel so light. Then she'll receive all the answers to all her prayers, and impossible things become possible. The roots of untruths, namely the sinful natures, are burned up, and even the deep and delicate roots will be burned up. Just like we dig out rocks with excavators and remove the weeds with weed killers, we can cultivate our heart with much less toil. Of course, in the book of Hebrews, it tells us to struggle against sins to the point of shedding blood. But if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then it is easier to cast away sins because of the help of the Holy Spirit. And the fire of the Holy Spirit will burn it up. We will be able to cultivate our heart field so quickly if we can do these works every day. Therefore, I urge you to pray fervently. Also, pray without ceasing. How pitiful it is if you just stop praying midway when the rocks and thorns are almost pulled out. If you are not a new believer, and if you are not praying either, then you should know that you are not cultivating your heart field. King David, whom many of you love, received many trials until he became perfect. And during those days of harsh trials, he always prayed to God. He never ceased to pray. Even in such harsh trials, he never ceased to pray. He never complained against God. But what kind of trials do you have? Even though they are not so great, you cease to pray and you complain and you say it is hard. Then you should understand you are just like a new believer in the first level of faith. Some people say, "Oh, it's so hard." And why is it so hard? And he says, "Oh, it's this and that." And when I hear it, it's nothing. And he says, "The trial is so big." And it's not even a trial, it's nothing. And another person.
"잘 적응이 나오고 있으니까 외국에
is from another country. So I asked him whether he's adapting well in Korean. And there, he says there is one thing he finds difficult. It feels like his superior, his boss, seems to be looking down on him. And that is the hard thing for him. And I asked, is it something like that? Is it something hard for you? Is it supposed to be hard? Is something like that supposed to be hard? Can't you just think that your boss, your superior is loving you? You can just go into spirit more quickly. And you can just change your thinking that your superior is doing it because he loves you. Everything else is fine. The food and everything else is fine, but why can't you just adapt to your superior? So people say, people feel it's hard for nothing. They say they are being persecuted, although it's really nothing. They cause themselves to receive persecutions, and they say it's so hard. I never really used the word persecution since the opening of the church because nobody really persecuted me. Persecution is, suppose some wives, they are persecuted by their husbands. So persecution is something like, the husband say, I will not leave you alone if you just attend, you have to must stop attending church. I'll not leave you alone. But for me, I'm a man, so I wouldn't receive such persecutions from my wife. But what? You can do everything you want. You can just pray and you can attend church. Suppose denomination headquarters, they try to kill me, destroy me. But it's their work. It's got nothing to do with me. So I never said such things or persecutions. But it's just a kind of a trial allowed by God. And if we pass trials, it only brings us blessings. So we pass through the trials with joy and happiness. So if you look at the men of God who have faith, they received the trials with joy and thanks, with happiness. Actually, there's nothing to be happy about, but after the trials are over, they will receive the blessings. They think of these blessings and they become happy. David confessed in Psalm 145, verse 18, the Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. God is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. In truth. God cannot hear the prayers of falsehood. We have to pray and praise and worship in truth so that God can accept them. So we can receive blessings and answers. If you just doze off or have idle thoughts in the worship service, and if you just wish for the service to end quickly, if you think like, I will watch this baseball game after the services are over. Also in some people, they attend Daniel prayer meeting, and some others, they don't attend Daniel prayer meeting. So if they don't attend Daniel prayer meeting, what do they do at home? They come back from work, and what do they do at home? Suppose they are watching TV, and they say, let's say they watch TV for an hour, and while some others are praying for, they watch TV for a year, and while others are praying for the same year. And it means these people wasted the whole year. And what was beneficial for their soul? Would their faith grow? Would their soul prosper? Would they become sanctified? Would their love for God increase? Would they get closer to heaven? It only means the opposite. Their faith will decrease, their fullness of spirit will decrease, their love will cool down, and they will get farther away from heaven. And they don't have the strength to overcome tests and trials, but if you diligently pray, attend Daniel prayer meeting for a year, and their faith will grow, their soul will prosper, and they will love God more, and they are closer to heaven. So it's so beneficial. Oh, you don't get enough sleep? What would be helpful if you sleep more? You have enough time to sleep after Daniel prayers are over. So if you just watch TV, even though you don't sleep, you watch TV and you do all the unnecessary things, useless things. And those who pray every day, following their habit, and God will be pleased with them. It'll be their great blessing. And Daniel prayer meeting is commanded by God, and we do Friday Ola service by the command of God. So the Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. David could accomplish perfect heart through such truthful prayers. God will be near you when you pray earnestly and ardently, longing to cultivate your heart filled into good soil. He will give you comfort and answer your prayers. Therefore, I urge you to pray until the end, until you cultivate a field with completely good soil. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the third aspect needed to cultivate good soil is your effort in following the Word. To worship in spirit and truth, and to pray fervently, is also an act of following the Word. They are the most basic deeds. As you check your heart field in the worship service, you pull out the rocks and thorns through prayers. Namely, you have to follow the Word that tells us not to do or throw away certain things. God tells us not to hate our brothers, so we don't hate them. He tells us not to slander, so we don't do such things. He tells us to cast away evil, so we cast away evil. Then the rocky or thorny heart fields will change into good soil. It is very certain. At the same time, you have to sow. It means we have to follow the Word that tells us to do and keep certain things. For example, we have to love, serve, and be faithful. If we sow wheat as we cultivate a rocky field, that rocky field will change into wheat field. If we sow grape cuttings as we cultivate a thorny field, the field will become vineyard. Likewise, if you sow the seed of the Word as you cultivate your heart field, your heart will become good soil. If you overwhelmingly practice the Word, it'll become even better soil. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 says, For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. James chapter 2 verses 22 says, you see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. Some people who come to receive my prayer, many of you, even in a week, and when I see them, they tried all the methods, medical science. They did everything they could in the hospitals, and they received death sentences from the hospitals, like last stage cancers. terminal diseases, incurable diseases. And they say, I hope they wouldn't lie, but they come and tell a lie to me. They say, senior pastor or pastor, I believe if I came with the faith that I'll be healed by your prayer. I believe I will be healed by the prayer. It means some their family members or their friends instructed them to say that, which is a lie. If they have faith, would they try all their methods, all the methods in the hospital and come only now? It's just that they're hoping for the last chance. They think it's their last chance because they already received that sentence. They came to the church. Some people, they received 4 or 5 surgeries already. But then the pain doesn't go away and it's still painful. So he says, that's why he came with faith. He received 4 or 5 surgeries, and because the pain is still there, he says he came with faith. And he believes, he says, I believe the pain will go away by the prayer. It is a lie. That is not faith. They used all the worldly methods, and only because they didn't work, they came. It's not that they came with faith. If they really came with faith now, then they will listen to all the message of the cross and all other sermons, and they will repent thoroughly and then receive the prayer. Then I can say they came with faith. They have to listen to the message of the cross and other messages and repent of their sins and break down the walls of sin against God. And then if they begin to keep the Sabbath holy, they give their tithes, and then they have to say and then they can say they came with faith. Then God can work. But they just say, they just tell a lie. You see that faith was working with his works. Faith was working with his works. You all know, but there might be some new believers. So let me demonstrate it. How faith works. Faith is working with the works. If you just say it, it's not really faith. It has to be accompanied by action. You see that faith was working with his works. So please watch how, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. Your faith is perfected by your deeds. Then God says, it'll be done according as you have believed it would. So I'm not thirsty, but suppose I'm thirsty. Suppose I'm thirsty, and if I drink water, my voice will be softened. Do you believe it? You know, my thirst will be quenched. So if I drink this water, my thirst will be quenched and my voice will be softened. So I know it and I believe it. I did it before. I experienced it. The water will quench my thirst. I know it. So it became my faith. So I did it. So my faith was perfected by my action. I believe that the water will quench my thirst. My voice will be softened. And this faith was perfected by action of actually drinking it. And so faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. If we practice the word with faith, our faith will be perfect through that action. It means we reach faith through faith. Those who say to me, "Oh, I believe," if they really believe, they will repent of their wrongdoings. Not believing in Jesus Christ, not keeping the Sunday holy, not giving the tithes, and now they will try to become sanctified. They will try to cast away evil and anger and temper, and they will repent of their adulteries, theft, and ripping apart the Bible or things like that. They will repent of all those things and then say they believe. Only then can their faith be perfected with their deed, and they will receive the answer with the prayer. But they, without any action, they just say, "I believe," and receive the prayer. So the problem is not solved. But there are still some people whose problems are solved because of the prayers of their family members, because of their wives, prayers of their wives. Without those things, it's difficult to receive the answer. But God knows it. If those who receive prayer, if they receive the healing, actually, if they can really love God and serve God without changing, God can work. But such a case is a rare case. Namely, even though we are not completely good soil yet, we can become good soil if we diligently practice the word as if we had good soil. You mommy members are witnesses to it. I believe virtually none of you met God having a good soil from the beginning. But because you have been diligently practicing the word, your heart became very much like good soil. Many of you have cultivated good soil completely. Therefore, I urge you to diligently practice the word, having hope, faith, and love. When Elder came this morning, and he gave me good news. He says towards the end of June, he can give more than 1 billion won tithe, and I believe him. Because I can trust him. And it is the second who gives more than 100 million won tithe. There's another one. So this will be the second one. And we have candidates for the third and fourth and fifth who can do that. Many years ago, I talked about a person. I didn't mention his name, but I talked about this person that he will receive blessings and give glory to God. And this person is this person who is going to give more than 100 million won tithe from June. So people around me, they know him, but other people, they are saying completely different person. They are talking about completely different person, so completely different events. But this person is different. Different person. I harbored him in my heart and prayed for him. And just think about it. Wouldn't I want to harbor all of you and pray for all of you? But I can't just do that. God says, "I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me." So you have to let me harbor you. The one I talk about, his whole family, his wife, his children, every week, he always comes to see me. Every week for so many years, and they give to God with all their best. They always pray. They always make positive confessions of faith, professions of faith. And It doesn't mean he didn't have any trials. Because I harbor him, even in his trials, I can pray for him. When I felt that it was a little so hard, too hard, then I prayed for him, so there was a way to avoid it, way out of it. Why would God refine him, give him, allow him trials greatly? Because he wants to bless him greatly. If you don't have the vessel and receive great blessings, you cannot accommodate it. So you first have to make the vessel to accommodate the blessings. So in order for God to make him a vessel who can accommodate, who can give more than 100 million one tithe, God gave him various trials. Maybe one time he was he met with cheaters, liars, and he faced this and that in his businesses. In this way, he went through all the failures and all those things so he could become a big, great businessman who could understand all the situations and all the minds of the people. You cannot just trust everybody. There are some people whom you can't trust, and there are people who look nice, but inside they try to cheat. So through various experiences, he was going through the refining trials, and he came to learn how to deal with such people, how to make contracts. And the same goes for the workers who are working for the Canaan Sanctuary. So because they don't know all these things, God is giving them a chance to learn all those things. So is with this person. But even in trials, God doesn't just make him starve. So when he is ready, God opens the way of blessing. Before that, it seems it is going well, but it doesn't really work. But when the time comes, God opens the way. And so because I'm harboring him, because he has truthfulness, he doesn't have a changing mind. He has no cunningness or craftiness. Because I know his truthful heart. I know he loves God and he loves the shepherd. So I harbor him and pray for him. And do you remember I said, just watch him how much blessing he will receive when the time comes? This is the person I'm talking about. And I've been watching him. Before his tithe was just hundreds of thousands of won. Now it became some couple of millions won, and now tens of millions won, and now 22, 25 million won. Even while he was going through trials, in trials his tithe would stop increasing. But then, after the trials increased again, but we'll see, as he said, towards the end of June, he will be able to give more than 100 million one tithe. And that is not the end. Elders and all the members, God wants to bless everybody, but he can give only according to your vessel, only according to your faith. Some people, they have faith. They are leaders in the church, but they're stingy. And there are some mission groups. The leaders, they don't really plant faith in them. So, they don't receive blessings. Some mission groups, they don't receive any blessings because they are stingy. Because the leader is not teaching them the proper thing. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Luke recorded in Luke 8:15 what Jesus said about good soil as follows. But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. So you have to have the honest and good heart. And as you hear the word, you have to hold it fast. But some of you, you don't listen to the word with a good heart. You just pass judgment and condemnation on the word when it doesn't agree with your ideas. And you pass judgment on the servant of God who manifests the power of God, the signs and wonders of God. And it means you're accumulating, storing, accumulating, building up so many walls of sin against God. Seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. It means God allows you trials so you can pass them and bear fruit with perseverance. That is the good soil. As written, those with good soil will keep the word with good heart. They don't have evil or untruths in their hearts. They don't think it is hard to practice the word or doubt about why they have to take the narrow path. They feel the heart of God who wants to give us the most precious New Jerusalem, so they joyfully keep the word. In order for you to cultivate such a good heart, you need endurance. Only those farmers who overcome hot weather of the summer and the storms can harvest crops 30, 60, or 100 times more. If you work diligently with endurance at each moment, we'll surely have the harvest season. As for our church, we have already come into the harvesting time. We have been sowing so much until this day. In our overseas crusades, mission works, missionary works, we have sown so much. And because I know the blessings that God will give to us, I never received any gift as the speaker or anything. In case of Honduras, in some countries, some hundreds of thousands of people gathered and they gave the offerings. So they filled these big bags with the offerings, and they collected it to give to me as the gift for the speaker. And they had many big bags, and they brought all these offerings to me. What do you think I did? Was I so happy? Oh, is it really? Thank you. And did I accept it? Of course not. I just returned it right away. You can spend it because you can help the churches in need, and you can spend for the preparation. I never even touched it. I just returned it.
Why?
Because we want to sow with faith. And because I know God will give me back 30, 60, 100 times more, I just wait with perseverance. And now is the time to reap and harvest from the year 2010. Because we finished our missionary works in other countries. So now we begin to reap 30, 60, 100 times more. And as you have sown until this day, God bless you. And He will give you 30, 60, 100 times more according to how according to the extent to which you have gone into spirit. As for our church, we have already come into the harvesting time. I urge you to cheer up a little more and have the time of harvest personally too. If you worship in spirit and truth, pray fervently and diligently keep the word, the time will be shortened. By the time we go into Canaan's sanctuary, I hope you will offer up to the altar of the sanctuary abundant fruits in spirit and body, including the fruit of light and fruits of the Holy Spirit. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will also offer them up to the throne of the Father in the city of New Jerusalem. Please keep the message in your heart and understand what roadside is like, rocky field is like, thorny field is like, and what kind of fields you have in your heart, and how much portion of each of these three hearts you have in your heart. So you can cultivate the hardened soil into softened soil. Change your evil heart into good heart. Remove all the rocks and thorns from your heart field and make it a good soil. This is actually Christian life, to make our heart a good soil. In other words, it is to grow up in faith from first level to the second, third, and fourth, and fifth level, to go into spirit and whole spirit. And you receive blessings to the extent that your soul prospers. As your soul prospers, all things go well with you and you'll be prosperous in all things. You can just see it in my example. And also you can see so many other believers. Those who have been making their souls prosperous, they receive blessings in families, children, and workplaces and business fields. Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
Hallelujah, 주님, 은혜와 사랑에 감사드립니다.
Hallelujah, Father God, thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become life and faith. I delivered the message about cultivating the heart field into good soil. I talked about what kind of field good soil is and how to make our heart field into good soil. Let us become pleasing children of God who have good soil in the heart field. The Lord God Almighty is our Father, so the impossible will become possible, and even possible things will become even better. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all the members in all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who are attending the service through satellite all of the country, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Mami TV viewing audiences, and all overseas pastors, missionaries, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches worldwide. And they sent their photos and prayer requests. Lay your hands on their photos and prayer requests. Pastor Vitaly Fishberg of the United States. He'll preach In revival, resurrection, youth revival, Pentecostal conference in Ukrainian Pentecostal church on April 18th. He'll speak for the Handkerchief Crusade in Philadelphia church along with Pastor James Shin on 19th. And he'll lead the prayer, United Prayer Meeting of Russian-speaking pastors in New York City on 24th, filled with the Holy Spirit. Pastor Tokikuni Miyako will have the Nagoya Mami Church Handkerchief Crusade on April 24th, Saturday. Daniel Gonzalez, loss of hair, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and let him also have spiritual faith. Acid Mayo Nava, after effect of the infantile paralysis of the back spine that is 38 years old, Asensio, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Asensio, Mariana, Jaime, Divina, and Daniel, let their souls prosper and give them blessings in spirit and body. Marisol Hidalgo of Venezuela, let the works of God be manifested in the church. Let him be able to teach the word of God very well and give them the financial blessings in the church and the family. Wei Shi Kong of Singapore, let uncle and aunt accept the Lord. Missionary Yun will have a 9th anniversary service on April 20th. Let them be protected safely. Fang Baiwan, let him get a visa to study in the United States. And let Fang Kanghua repent of her sins and come back home. Liu Liming, let the church have revival. And let her disconnect the cord of idolatry that is coming down from ancestors. Chen Chan, let her husband Wang Jiarong be healed of the herniated disc. Give her blessings in the business field. Lin Jen, let her get a good job and give her blessings in health and finance. Let her son grow up in health and with wisdom. Father God, lay your hands on them from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Give them, be healthy spiritually and physically. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let them speak well. All the internal diseases go away. All stomach, intestines, kidney, liver, and all internal organs go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Skin diseases go away. Paralysis go away. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them have the normal blood pressure. Itchiness go away. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Cancers go away. Pneumonia and all lung diseases go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All cough, cold, and flu, fever go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away. Cold and flu, coughing and fever go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, protect them and give them spiritual and physical health. Father, protect them throughout this week with your blazing eyes. Protect all the church vehicles and their personal vehicles. Let them make no mistakes while driving. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them lend but not borrow. Let them become the head and evangelize their families. This is the year of blessing, and Father, let them receive blessings and give you glory, and let them quickly have good soil in their heart and go into spirit and whole spirit so they can receive all the blessings that you promised us and give you all the glory. Father, give them peace throughout this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.